Okay. So, you know, he talks about it, and we'll go much more into this, but he talks about it as, this isn't his language, but how I understand it is that it's an enactment of vow, an enactment of letting go, or as I prefer to say, an enactment of surrender. I give. Not to anybody, I just give up. I lay my burden down. And what I want to talk about, and I hope I can do that, I just set up a stack of support cushions, so I'm not sure this will work, but one thing I want to start with hands. Okay, this is Gusho. This is not Gusho. This is Gusho. Are you with me? You might want to put it on speaker view if you haven't already, so you can see me better, or pin me, either one. Okay? So it is hands width from your nose, your fingertips opposite about the bottom of your nose, your thumbs in with your fingers, not out like that, and your arms gently out to the side. The standard thing is so as if you could hold an egg underneath your armpits. Okay, not like this, but also not like this. And it's very, very interesting to pay attention to that and to notice whether you've developed a habit of this kind of self-protective way of bowing. Sorry about that. Must be the letter carrier. Okay, so relaxed. And then a gassho bow, a standing bow, is like this. And you try to keep the same relationship. Don't dive in. Do dive in, but not in your bow. Just like this. Okay? So please do it with me. And let Kelly, can you do this, or is this too hard? Kelly, would you just take yourself off mute?
I can't really do it right now, but I'm paying attention.
Okay. I'm a great believer in actually enacting, but I don't want you to hurt yourself. Okay, so like this. And if your back really hurts, like this. But still keep the same relationship. I bowed to Lou Hartman, Blanche's husband, on the path once at Green Gulch. We were bowing during Sashin. We were just bowing to each other. And my back was hurting, and I did that kind of thing. I really bowed way far over, and he started laughing, and he said, "Oh, your back hurts." And Shashu is the other hand position for like walking meditation or whatever. You make a fist of your left hand. You circle your thumb. Suzuki Roshi says it's like holding a pillar. And you hold your arm. Your forearm is parallel to the floor. Okay, so not up here and not down here, right? Parallel to the floor. And then you cover it with your right hand. And some places they sort of grab their opposite thumb, but we don't particularly do that. But nothing would happen if you did it. But this is how we hold our hands when we're just standing in the Zendo, or when we're walking in the Zendo, or like at the end of service when we all bow to one another. It's a shashu bow. Okay. All right, now a full bow. Again, watch where your thumbs go. This is one of my pet peeves, in case you didn't know. You may well know already. Let's see. Okay. So you start out, I don't have a rock song. Terrible. Yeah, I'm not very good at this. You guys that have Roxy's are much better at it than I am, because I don't usually have to think about it. So your hands are in gassho, and then you start, and if you can just let go and drop to your knees, please do. And if you can't, please do not. And I cannot do that. My knees would be very unhappy. And also my toes are unhappy. So never mind. Anyway, so you go down, and then if you can't just drop, then you go, and again, leave your head back, right? So it doesn't get extra heavy. And then come forward. Ah! So you get down on your knees, and you're like this, or you just, and then come back up, come down, and then your hands come apart, your head hits the mat, and your hands come up flat. Your hands are flat when they come up because you're holding Buddha on your hands. So your hands come up, pause, and then down again. And not too fast, as we say, don't throw Buddha over your head. Can you see me okay this way?
Yes.
Okay. It's just Dana's thumb goes up. Yes. Okay, so like that, and then down again. And then again, when you get up, you know, use your fists or your hands, however, and keep your head back, and then you can stand right up. And when I put my, when I let my head hang down, then it's hard for me to get up. And I have to get up with my butt first, which is really not that attractive. Okay, so if you keep your head back, especially when you're coming up, maybe it doesn't, I haven't really experimented with it, so I'm not sure about going down. It might be easier going down. I don't know. But for sure, when you come back up, if your head is back, you know, think of sticking your chin towards the ceiling, however you want to think of it. But you keep your head back when you're coming up. And, you know, heads are very heavy. So when I get up, when I keep my head back, I can just stand right up. And I haven't been able to do that in a really long time, but it's once I realized that, it was easy. So I'm a new convert. Okay? Did that work for you? Did you try it, folks? And what was your experience just now? Or have you always been doing it and I'm just the one that didn't know?
I actually just did it and was amazed. I can't believe it. I can't believe I haven't been keeping it back. I mean, it never occurred to me to not have it down. I'm so used to doing like yoga and stuff where you leave your head down until
right, and then up. Roll up, right. But
right, but this that was really useful. Thank you.
I know. It's like, believe me, Steve. What was your experience?
And maybe I didn't feel much difference. I think that must have been what I was doing before as far as coming up.
Mm-hmm. That could be. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Zach? Dana, just unmute yourself and then.
I just tried it again, and having your head back does help you just lift up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Right. Well, I sometimes feel like I have to make you do it. I say it, and then I make you do it. And you say, oh, wow, that's really great. Yeah.
You do have to make us.
I know. Well, I mean, I'm the same way, so I know.